USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden at the White House on Friday is taking time to address U.S. mayors for the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting. Biden commending them for their service while he points out some of the mayors who sought to defund police departments.
We shouldn't be cutting funding for police departments. I propose increasing funding. We ask cops to do everything, including be psychologists and social workers. Guess what? They need psychologists and social workers.
This comes as a number of Democratic mayors in cities around the country are going back on their goals to defund police department amid a rise in violent crime. The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to come down from its peak in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
March for Life protesters are bundling up and taking to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on Friday for the 49th annual March for Life. The organization's president, Jeannie Mancini, kicking off the event.
We march today in defense of human rights and to celebrate the dignity and worth of every human life because equality begins in the womb.
This year's event comes as a conservative majority on the Supreme Court considers overturning Roe v. Wade. Organizers estimate 50,000 people are attending today's event after last year's gathering was held virtually due to COVID. The Salt Lake Bees baseball team will have something new calling balls and strikes this season. Major League Baseball announcing this weekend its automated ball and strike system will be used in more minor league ballparks, including the entire AAA West. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A group of Democratic lawmakers in California unveiled a package of bills to create universal health care programs funded by new taxes. One of the new taxes is a 1% payroll tax on wages for California residents earning more than $49,000. The plan will also cover everyone in California, including illegal immigrants. As California continues to raise its taxes, many residents are fed up, including Susan Nash, who with her family left 8 years ago.
8 years ago, we packed up our dairy farm and moved to Tennessee because of regulations, air quality books, bills, and higher taxes just coming out of California. And for them, as a state to double already a crippling state of people moving out just doesn't make sense. And coming from the agriculture industry, you know, there's $17 billion in agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley that state is giving back to our world. 8% of the food is grown there. And so as an agriculture advocate, I just have to ask, what is the plan for this big billion-dollar budget and where is the money actually going? They can say health care, but they continue to be financially irresponsible year after year.
Fans of rocker Meat Loaf are reviving a petition to induct the singer into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The singer's family announcing late Thursday on his Facebook page that the Grammy winner died at the age of 74. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.